Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room. Gregory Keene is here, turning the next page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
Dead or alive, criminal or just an opportunist, whatever she was, Fleur Dupont had done her best to lead us to Demetrius. I've told you how she used that Gestapo loot in an effort to get Demetrius to Paddington Station, where we waited for him with 20 men. But, of course, he didn't show up. He wasn't a chap you catch as simply as that. And as for Fleur Dupont herself, she'd disappeared in a black mark VI Bentley with Peruvian legation plates. So there we were, up against a dead end again for about the 15th time. We'd no idea where the loot was, except that it was in the Dupont woman's hands. We'd no idea how close Demetrius was to it. Nor had we the faintest clue to his whereabouts since he'd left Rudolf Buchmann's sanatorium. Then, that night 5 days ago, yes, we only had 5 more days to go, my telephone went in the room at the end of the long corridor. It was the woman Dupont. She could barely speak. She managed to utter a few choked words before someone strangled her and put down the phone. But those few choked words were enough. Demetrius was on a ship somewhere, so once more we gathered on the embankment for a council of war.
Well, gentlemen, if Demetrius has withdrawn to a ship tied up at the docks, it's a fair inference that he's nowhere else to go. If he's another bolt hole in London but prefers to operate from the docks, then my name's not Milo Fentress. Assuming you're right, Keene, about the woman Dupont.
Well, I'll swear she was trying to say SS something. And since that black Bentley disappeared down near the docks...
Yes, well, according to Guy Perrin, the Bentley went down Cork Street. Let's have a look at the map. Cuts, move that lamp round, will you? I'm in my own light here. That's better. Now, if the car were making for the docks and not merely trying to shake off Perrin, let's see where it could have got to from Cork Street. Now, that's the area we have to search. Do you chaps agree?
Yes.
Right. True. Now, where's the Port Authority chap? Christie, isn't he?
That's right, sir.
Right. Now, let's have that stuff you brought along, will you? Sure. I will just mark off the area around Cork Street that we're interested in, and then see what ships are tied up in it. Now, there we are. Now then. Keene, have a look at this. Not going to be a 5-minute job. In that dock area, gentlemen, there are 32 ships at moorings. Corinth, Greek, City of Athens, that's ours. Henry B. Skewes, American. Marine Vulcan, American. San Bernardino. Panamanian registry, owned by a syndicate incorporated in Portugal. It'll be a tough one to get a search warrant for. Match Cape Castle, that's ours. And, oh, look here, you fellows can run your eyes over the list yourselves, but the point is, of the 32 ships, only 14 are ours. Those we can board tonight if we want to. But the other 18 will be more of a problem, because I don't have to remind you, foreign ships are foreign soil. We'll have to handle their embassies with kid gloves.
The embassies aren't the only things we'll have to handle with kid gloves, sir.
No?
There's the search itself. There are 32 ships. Well, suppose we start charging on board one after the other. Unless we strike Demetrius on the first 4 or 5, the Jap's going to be warned and bolt for it once again.
I don't see why.
Sailors in port seem to have a grapevine all their own. That's my experience. What do you say, Christine?
That's definitely right.
So I suggest we muster up every man we can and put a watch on that area. Get men on board various ships with the dock gangs. Circulate photographs of all the well-known black market poles among the customs men and the Thameside police. Try to pin the ship down before we begin.
Yes, that's pretty reasonable, provided we don't take too long. Anything else, Keene?
Yes. There's one man in London who knows the face of every odd character in Soho. I want to be able to offer him a decent sum of money to do a certain job for me.
Who's that?
Eustace Manerley. Demetrius still has an organization, and the Soho poles are the backbone of it. I want Manerley down on the docks, And he's a chap who won't take risks for nothing.
All right. You've my authority to offer him anything within reason.
Good. So that's the score. Well, I'm going off to Eustace Manerley. I'll be back in an hour, friend, and we'll press on from here for our word with the river police. Is there anything more for the minute?
No, not from me. But we might all remember we're up against time. Now, you see this list of ships here. Demetrius is on one of them. It's up to us to find which one. He mustn't slip through our fingers again. But since he has the woman Dupont, and she alone knows where the loot is hidden, he mustn't be given time to collect it. All right, that's all, gentlemen. Find which ship is hiding Dumitrius.
Yachty is a blundering fool. He'll pay for it later. If I didn't need him, he'd pay for it now.
Knowing what you would have done to her, I'm glad he killed her, whether it was an accident or not.
Are you really, Hedy? Knowing how much we have at stake.
Yes. What will you do with her now?
The body will be got rid of.
You kill so many for your £1 million, you and Yachty. But now you have to admit failure because your hatchet man, Yachty Bloom, had to kill once too often.
You could almost be pleased if I were to take notice of the tone of your voice, Hedy.
Then take notice.
I am. And it brings us back to an interesting point. I had a long talk to Yachty on the subject. He tells me it's impossible to untie his knots when bound. But Fleur Dupont did.
Oh, you're going to begin that again?
I have never really abandoned it.
Then do as you please. Think what you please. I have been with you for years. In Germany, when we met, I thought I loved you. I was part of your plans. You could have done nothing to keep Gregory Keane from capturing you within a week if it had not been for me. I watched you murder your way towards this Gestapo horde, but said nothing. Only did what you told me and kept silent. But that money is cursed. There is a curse on it, do you hear me? That's what Fleur Dupont said. We'll all die, it is written, because of that money. And if there's no escape for me, then now we'll do as well as any other time. So call for Yachty. You think I set the woman free? Very well, then kill me. Kill me, too. What difference will it make?
Very little. But your ranting's the only thing that might tempt me, Hedy, so let's have no more of them.
How do you expect me to keep silent? After we put ourselves in this position for nothing, how can I be quiet? What will we do?
Continue. The loot is here in London. We're going to find it.
While Keane and his men go about finding the ship?
It's only a ship like any other. The SS Bernardino, Panamanian registry, owned by a Portuguese syndicate, which isn't a syndicate at all, but me. Everything about her is in order. She earns me a lot of money, and I own her master body and soul. Now tell me, why in the world should Gregory Keane decide that Demetrius uses this ship for a headquarters?
Why in the world did Gregory Keane decide a lot of things about us? Before it's too late, let us leave here. When that woman died, the secret of the loot died with her.
Did it? Did it, Hedy?
Well, if it did not, tell me.
No, my dear. And when I leave, I hope you won't mind me locking your door behind me.
I am to be kept a prisoner from now on?
Yes. When we put to sea, we'll release you, not before. There may be other Fleur Duponts. We don't want them to escape to a telephone, too. You'd better make the best of it.
When we put to sea, I'll be released. From what? This cabin or life? I think I know. And there's no Fleur Dupont to help me escape. Or anywhere for me to escape to.
Shut that door, Manerley.
I don't know that I'm so terribly keen about you coming here after me, Major.
Let me decide where I see you and don't waste time making puns. Do you want £500?
For £500, what do I have to do?
Get me some information, run a little risk.
A small risk to you, Major Keane, is practically suicide to me.
Manerley, remember the burglary at Cleaver House a few weeks ago?
I never remember burglaries.
Inspector Frayne tells me he can prove that you tipped certain people about Lady Cleaver wearing her diamonds that
night. I don't know what you're talking about.
And there was a fellow arrested for handling narcotics not so long ago, a fellow called Jimsy someone. Now, they tell me Jimsy has friends who take quite a poor view of the chap who sold him to the narcotic squad for a fight.
I can't hear a word you say.
Would you hear Jimsy's friends if we told them where to find you?
I owed that fellow something.
Do you want that 500?
Now, tell me about the risk.
There are 32 ships tied up at the docks at the bottom end of Cork Street. Demetrius and Yachty Bloom and perhaps some other Poles are on one of them. I want you to spend all your time down there. You know the face of every black market Pole connected with Yachty Bloom. See just one of them. Watch where he goes on the docks. Pass it on to me within 2 days and the 500 yours.
I'm a Harrow, an Oxford man. I'd be spotted down there in 5 minutes.
You were born in Hounsditch. You were educated in reform school. And the nearest you've ever come to Oxford has been wearing a maudlin tie. Don't bore me, Manningly.
You want to know which ship, if any, Yachty Bloom's Poles go to, hmm?
Yes, in 2 days.
Well, I'll do my best, Dick.
You'd better. We're getting close to the end, Manningly, and I don't care who goes to the wall now. I want results. Get them for me. If you don't, you're the first man I'll throw to the wolves. Now, that's all. Get out. And although I didn't know it and wouldn't have cared if I had, that's just what I was doing to Eustace Manningly. But all this time, there was one thought beating like a drum in the back of my head. When I caught Demetrius, what was I going to do about Hades?
Manningly, in the next chapter of this story of suspense, Dossier on Demetrius.